brought to you by the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
When pilots are going after an airline job, they tend to focus on gaining all the training and hours that they need. But what they might not think about is how to ace the interview. Hi, I'm Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Judy Tarver, Vice President at FlightOps.com. In her career, she's interviewed thousands of pilots for major airlines, and she's got some interesting insights to share. Hi, Judy. Thanks for being with us today. For someone who's out there in the job market, what do they most need to know?
Well, first of all, you need to make yourself available and network and go to any event where you're going to reach people who are looking for pilots. But once you finally do reach the point where you have an interview, then it's really important that you get to know yourself and in the interview process that you demonstrate those characteristics so they can really get to know you through the process. There are so many people who are in an interview who say what they think the interviewers want to hear, and that just doesn't go over well. They can see through that pretty quickly. And the interview process itself is pretty structured, and there is a science behind it, so there are certain things that they're looking for that in order to defend their hiring decisions. And it's important to understand those.
And what would those certain things be?
Well, there's a lot of characteristics that I think are inherent in pilots, like leadership and teamwork and decision-making and how you deal with stress, interpersonal skills, and so forth.
And what are some of the pitfalls maybe that a pilot might be on the lookout for going into the interview process?
Well, one of the most important things is you don't know who you're going to be talking to when you come into it. So you can't make any assumptions on who's who in an interview process. I know an example, when I worked for a major airline, I was manager of the pilot hiring there, and once I was in the elevator and the pilots asked me what I did, and I told them I worked in pilot hiring, and they said, "Oh, are you a secretary there?" Well, when they found out I wasn't, it was a little embarrassing for them. So you don't know who's going to be interviewing you, whether it'll be a pilot or an HR person. But the main thing is that you have to understand that the HR people are very savvy about the pilot career. And oftentimes, an applicant will maybe oversimplify, you know, common pilot lingo or dumb it down for these HR people. And that's really very condescending. I think that they don't do it on purpose. As a rule, they're just thinking, well, she's not a pilot. She probably doesn't understand this stuff. But, you know, you need to kind of think about it and think that this is what they've been doing for a long time. So that's one of the things. And then I think, you know, we always want pilots who are very confident, of course, especially me, really confident pilots. But, you know, there's a fine line between confidence and arrogance, and it's kind of easy to step over that line in an interview. And I've seen some people come in who are really arrogant, and they seem to know everything, and they don't listen, and they interrupt, and you know, that's not going to get you anywhere. You know, humility goes a long way in the interview. So I think it's important that they be themselves and demonstrate those good qualities and understand how the process works, and also do their homework, you know, on the company, so that they understand what the core values of that company are. If you don't know what the core values are, how are you going to demonstrate them through the interview? And so doing your homework is really important. So I have something that I always tell people that they have to demonstrate in an interview, and I call it the four H's. And you must demonstrate all four of those at any interview, or you won't get hired anywhere. And the first one is honesty. You need to be honest. You don't whitewash things. You just, you know, tell it like it is. It doesn't mean you have to give all the skeletons away, of course, but, you know, be honest. And the second one is humility, you know, being humble and having a serving heart. You know, the third one is humor, you know, having a good nature and getting along well with people. And then finally, it's homework. You know, do your homework on that company so that when you go there, you truly understand the company and you demonstrate the values of that company and you know that this is a place you really want to work.
Okay, that's all great advice. And what about the actual qualifications for the pilots? I guess by the time they get to the interview process, they've proved that they can meet the qualifications. But are there certain things that might have more appeal than something else, like if a pilot has flown a certain type of aircraft or has more jet time or anything like that?
It depends on the company that's hiring them, really. It depends on whether it's a regional airline or a major airline. They're going to look at your career path. They're going to look at your dedication to a flying career, how you perceived it, you know, if you've gone backwards instead of forwards. Hours are important in that they can become a criteria, you know, a cutoff, I guess you might say, for hiring. But they really don't really tell that much about a person because, you know, it depends on what you're flying as to how valuable those hours are and where you're flying. You know, if you're just flying, you know, in sunny Phoenix every day and not do anything but take off and landings as opposed to flying into Gunnison three times a week, you know, there's a little bit of a difference there. So you're going to be looking at the quality of flying they have, where they fly, what kind of training they get. So it's every person is looked at individually. So you can't just say, well, I have this many hours or I did this and his experience is the same as mine, because it's not true. And so the airlines will set their criteria depending upon what the pool is. And then, you know, it will fluctuate, of course, as it has over time, but they don't like to lower their criteria to an unsafe, you know, they'll just, you know, change it to make sure they can accommodate their needs without compromising any safety in it. So it's not cut and dry to, you know.
Okay, well, thank you. I know it's a tough job market out there, so pilots need all the edge that they can get and all the information they can get about how to best present themselves and compete for the jobs that are available. So is there anything else you'd like to add?
Check out our website at flightops.com or 1-800-JET-JOBS.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.